It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's stay-at-home order encourages people to get outside, but in Denver, the city's stay-at-home order says residents can't leave the county for outdoor activities. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Outside exercise is considered an essential activity and is still allowed under stay-at-home orders, as long as people maintain at least 6 feet of physical distance from others. But Mayor Hancock says Denver residents need to stay in Denver. The county stay-at-home order, which was issued before the states, specifies that folks need to stay out of mountain communities. The worry is COVID-19 cases could spread and overwhelm those areas with limited healthcare systems. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
A Department of Corrections staffer has tested positive for COVID-19. CPR's Allison Sherry says the person did not work inside a prison.
Officials and advocates are petrified about the coronavirus infecting state prisons, where social distancing is nearly impossible, and the disease could spread wildly between prisoners and guards. The staffer who tested positive on Thursday worked in Sterling and was a parole officer and not a prison guard. Officials are taking steps to figure out who that staffer was in contact with in the last few weeks. At least 9 people have been tested inside state prisons, and 6 of those tests have come back negative. The other 3 are pending. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
CU Boulder plans to live stream its commencement ceremony for the class of 2020 in May. The university canceled its in-person commencement earlier this month. The live streamed ceremony will include an address by alumnus Dan Carlin, host of the podcast Hardcore History, and live social media commentary. Chancellor Philip DeStefano invited this year's graduates to return to campus next year for graduation recognition. Officials in Broomfield are considering stopping oil and gas development during the statewide stay-at-home order. City council members and county commissioners have asked staff for a proposal that would postpone extracting oil and gas. They say they worry about how emissions from hydraulic fracturing might affect those with health issues during the pandemic. Oil and gas officials say their operations are safe and don't pose a health risk. Broomfield, Boulder, Denver, and the metro area have rain and snow today and cooler temperatures with highs in the 40s. It should be sunny but cool tomorrow, then warmer Sunday. This is CPR News.